Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wiles.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Happy Monday. Welcome back. Listen, I want to let y'all know we took a mental health week last week.
I needed it.
Because we got ourselves in some trouble. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Mm. I think we always think shit is a game. We always think shit is for play. And we got in trouble a little bit.
But we back now. We good.
But we back.
We don't got to explain our shit to them. I don't care.
You know what I mean? We got our shit together. We back on the West.
With the West.
Look, he ready so he can do his, he got the, and we ain't even, listen, before we do all that, I got to tell y'all, from the bottom of my heart, if y'all listen to this on any other day than Monday, maybe Tuesday.
I'll give y'all Wednesday because we didn't give y'all nothing last week.
Suck my dick. I'm just telling y'all right now, off rip, if you listen to this on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, suck my dick. And if you feel a way about it, suck my dick twice. Because we work mad hard to get this shit out any day. Let alone on a specific day.
It don't matter what day it come out. It's out.
We work mad hard to get this shit out on time. The shit is on time. The shit was released on time. I know for a fact it was released on time. Shout out to Create Space Studio. You know what I mean? Shout out to Terrell and everybody over here. Make sure y'all subscribe to us on all streaming platforms, Guys Next Door Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter, Guys Next Door Podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube. Fact. Head over to the Patreon, Guys Next Door.
Send us some emails.
Send us some emails. All of that. We done been around each other for almost three years. Y'all know what to do at this point.
Stop going that far.
No, it's not.
February is far away.
2 years.
Just give us our credit when it's due. That's it. Two years. We'll do two.
You got something against age?
Yeah, I do.
We'll talk about that.
That's fine.
One episode. But like I said, like you said, we on the West with the West. Great West Coast brothers. In the studio today, in the clubhouse today. Let's start with the least handsome one of the four of us, DJ Head.
West Coast.
Head, what's good, my boy?
Man, listen, first of all three of you niggas is ugly. Okay? Second of all, you probably the least. Mm-hmm. You for sure are at the back of the train.
Right.
I mean,
I'm like, still ahead of you.
No.
No. Had you?
No.
Had you identify as handsome?
No.
All right. So I'm saying, what the fuck are you talking about?
But you're still behind
me. What are you talking about?
He said he don't.
Like, I'm mad handsome.
He said he don't identify as handsome, but you're still
behind me.
So that's crazy. So what does that mean if a nigga who doesn't identify as handsome?
That's where you are.
We don't listen to them.
No, but that's where you
listen,
are in life.
We don't listen to niggas that have to accept they ugly. Like, I never accepted that. Like,
oh, no, you should accept it.
Me?
Stop running away from your greatness, man.
I can't.
You can.
Listen, I listen to the women.
Okay.
That's it. I don't have nothing else to say about that. I listen to the women.
Okay.
We both listen to the women. The women on one side.
Women always tell me that, but I don't believe
it. They tell you that you're ugly.
No.
They tell you that you're handsome?
Correct. They tell me the same lies they tell
Did
you.
They tell you they, let me tell you this. Now, when they told you you was handsome, it was before or after you was on BET. We'll talk about later. We'll talk about later. Yeah, I didn't other here. Like, how to get him. I fucking hate you, DJ Head.
West Coast.
Tell the people studio, the radio station you're on, because they hear you each and every day.
Real 92.3, 7 p.m.
Homegrown Radio.
Homegrown Radio, Monday through Saturday.
Shout out to my nigga Chuck.
Chuck Dizzle.
You already know.
Homegrown Radio Podcast.
But deadass, before we even move on, shout out to y'all for that, because that shit right there is what it's supposed to be like. Homegrown Radio, them niggas start that shit. Well, I'll let him tell his own story, but that shit started out internet radio, them niggas doing it on their own. And then I had to pay attention.
I got trust in my kings out here.
Yeah, I mean, niggas had to pay attention. You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all. Always,
yes, sir.
We could laugh, we could joke as black men, but this really my nigga, I always got to pay homage, especially in front of company. Speaking of, the only nigga on the West that can say they my big bro. There's a lot of niggas be traveling. Oh, that's little bro. Nigga, I don't know y'all. Don't know y'all niggas, bro. You're never right. Seen y'all, never met y'all niggas, bro. I got brothers over here. I got one big bro on the West. It's Barack Obama. We got the mayor of L.A., the birthday boy. The nigga mad
Happy
old
birthday.
Today.
Happy birthday.
He is mad old
thank
today.
Thank you. And I look younger than everybody.
These LA niggas go too far.
You ain't have to go. I look younger than you. I'm keeping a buck. I just met you. I look younger than you.
It's all good. Okay, it's cool. Sorry.
I'm 38 today. You know what I'm saying? Don't look a day over 28.
You right. Nope. Cool.
But 24? The way you wear your pants let me know how old you are. You're showing your age.
Cool.
If a nigga wear his jeans on his hips, I said, nah, this nigga's old. This nigga wear his jeans where they supposed to be.
You for being mature? That's crazy.
It's young nigga shit. I don't know,
yeah,
man.
It's all good.
Bro.
It's all good.
I'm show him where his
nigga walk, is. Nigga walk, mouse around the corner and say, yeah, right here.
nigga walk me around the corner and say, yeah, I'm real proud of you. Yeah, I'm real proud of what you're doing.
What you doing out here.
But also, El Capitan of the Keep It 100,
the
Run Club. Talk
in
about
the world,
it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna show up one day.
Pull up.
Not,
you know what I'm saying?
Not tomorrow. No, we doing the 3. So. We doing a 3.8 for his birthday.
Dope. Fire.
That's out.
Great. That's fire.
That is out of it. That is out of the question.
Got shit to do. I'm busy. What time is it tomorrow?
7 p.m.
I'm busy around 7.
It's funny. My plan starts at 6:59.
Actually, 7. And whenever y'all stop, it stop.
You know, I'm just a ghetto kid who fell in love with long distance running, man.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you was gonna say something.
No, man.
Long distance relationships.
We'll just talk about it later in the podcast.
I started a run club 3 years ago just to get people that look like us on the road to just better health. It's led to me impacting my community in ways I never thought I could, you know what I'm saying, or would. So it's been an amazing journey.
They call you the man. You really live like that. Like you really like the man out here.
I be chilling, bro. Like you know, you see me, bro.
That's how the man is supposed to talk. You don't need the record. It's there already.
I be at all the ghetto shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I pull up to wherever you need. I pulled up to on you today.
That's a fact.
In ten minutes.
That's a fact.
Bro, I'm pulling up here.
He pulled up from a place that I didn't know was a real place. I texted him. I said, "Where you at?" He said, "Yo, I'm at." He said, "I'm leaving lunch at El Segundo." I always thought El Segundo was a restaurant that Q-Tip was talking about. I didn't know it was a real neighborhood.
That's a city.
I didn't know that, bro.
This is the most random podcast interview in my life, bro.
Interview.
It's not an interview.
No, interview. It's a conversation.
Bro, where you at? I said, I'm El Segundo. He said, pull up on me. I was like, all right, cool. I thought I was going to come say hi. What's up? He like, jump on the mic. I'm
we,
like, all
right. We niggas. Okay.
Yeah, we niggas, bro.
And I love that.
Oh, no, they for sure niggas. 45 minutes late.
We was not 45 minutes late, bro.
Wait. Let's go. Let's backtrack.
Studio was owned by niggas.
I was here. I was the first one sitting down.
I didn't know that you was here.
I was here.
He wasn't. First of all, you beat all of us here.
West Coast.
Let's say that. He did.
Yo, this was.
No, because I didn't like what you was doing.
We're not going to go into
the. I didn't like what the fuck you was doing just now.
Listen.
Nigga, I seen it. I said, no.
We're not going to go into the details.
We know.
When this episode was booked, it got booked 2 hours ago.
Listen.
This is the way it was going to work, and this is the way we're going to keep working. This is why we've been alive so long, because we just do it on the fly.
We just figure it out.
So we figured it out. But speaking of niggas, I'm going straight into this shit.
Do it.
Because you got me upset because acting like you was not going to take this bread. So we know the story about the person that got paid $137 million.
Niggas getting 137 M's because they called him a nigga at Tesla.
Probably a couple times.
Most expensive 6 letters ever.
Absolutely.
Fire.
And you said, what did you say, DJ?
I asked him if he would take the money, and then I ran down a denomination of
letters. You can run through. We
are.
So
it started at 137. And we all said,
absolutely.
We all said yes.
Hard ER.
You can call my mother.
No.
I'm saying in my face.
Oh, your face.
You call me a nigga, and then you call my mother a nigga for 137 M's.
Nigger.
You can call my kids nigga.
But 137.
137 is an all-inclusive package.
Michael, we all agree that 137.
You get the
button. You get the button. You get the
dad.
Nigga said you get the YouTube, you get
Grandma,
the Spotify, you get the
hey, we going out, hey, so Patreon,
okay, everything. Let me ask you a question though. Does it depend on which white man does it?
No.
Does it
137 M's?
What if
the most vile white man?
What if it's the one white man I know you hate the most?
Rory? Oh, fuck. 137 M's Rory called my... Yeah, that's a fact. Because I know he's called me a nigga for less.
So, for $137 million,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All in.
$50
million. Yes.
You still get the bundle?
Get
the
no, bundle. You don't get the bundle. $50 million.
Get the bundle.
$50 million you give me and my kids. $50 million you give me and my kids.
That's
not the mom.
Not the mom?
Definitely not my mother.
$50 million.
So how much do I get an extra $10 million? I add your mom and throw her in the bundle?
$75 million.
That's like
you get the $75 million to start for the bundle.
This is cap, bro.
This is crazy.
Yo, Nick, y'all act like y'all don't love your mothers.
Yo, 50. I do.
Me and my mom will break bread.
My mother will understand.
Break that $10 million down.
She will understand.
We'll bust that $10 million right
and
down.
And we good.
What you talking about?
You know what's up.
And for my mother?
I'm going to tell you like this. $60 million on the table right here, cash in your face. You are taking that and letting them call whoever around us. Niggas.
I'm telling you, like
anybody
I said.
Anybody in your lineage.
Anybody.
No, not the lineage.
The whole thing.
The past and future.
Yes,
lineage,
yes. Everybody.
My son?
They can say it to you. Everybody. Everybody.
Y'all yeah, know how long I've been covered in the sun? You think I'm going to just let you call a nigga for 70?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you would.
You right.
All right.
Now that we got
you,
the cap.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's go. Let's,
but I'm still, it got to be 50 or better.
You would do it for $10 million cash.
No, absolutely not.
Tax-free?
Tax-free. Tax.
Yes, you would.
Run the cash.
Run the cash.
For the bundle?
Yo, $10
million. $10 million? Nah, bro. You can't get the bundle for $10?
Tax-free.
Tax-free?
I don't pay them shits anyway. Oh, my shit tax-free.
I'm be real. Me?
Just keep it a buck.
Keep it a buck?
Don't front. Keep it a buck. We born on me, the same day, bro.
I'm not going to talk about the family and my mom. I'm talking about
exactly.
100 bins right now. Nigger to my face.
Bro, my daughter could be in my arm and you could be like,
you niggers.
For 100 bins?
When I'm going to tell them, they're going to be like, you nigger. I'm like, yo, look, you getting 100. You better say it as many times as you want.
What, bro.
Because
bro.
I'm getting this money.
Bro,
and
you got to have
it.
You gotta have
let me tell you something.
You got to have 100, a Stones mentality.
100 bins?
Bro.
100 bins, you can't call me a nigger, bro.
A dude named Alan Tang followed me home in middle school calling me a nigger in sixth grade. Followed me all the way to my house, called me a nigger. I didn't get nothing for that.
So you're going to take 100 bands for that?
What? For one nigger?
For one?
We and I'm not even being funny.
Alan Tang, bro.
I'm not even. Yeah, I'd find Alan Tang right now and fuck him up. I ain't even like that. As my brother, when I see that nigga, I'm violent. Alan Tang just knows it's on sight when I see you.
If you're listening right now, man.
Suck my dick. Let me jump out there. Let me jump in front of it right now. Suck my dick. And if I see you, I want war.
Hey, what is it with you New York niggas and saying, suck my dick?
You jump right to the disrespect.
I'll tell you what it is.
I don't understand that. Is you, like you're encouraging a sexual act.
Because either one or two things can happen. Either you're going to feel violated and you're going to want to fight, which is what I want. Or you're going to say yes. I'm going to be like, oh, nah, I'm good. He's it.
It's just
but what if they don't say neither one of those and they just say, they just oblige you. They don't say
that's
yes.
That's what I said. If you
want to fight.
No, they oblige you.
You start, nah, I'm going to be like, I'm good. No.
They forcefully oblige you.
You going you can't force you give
told,
me head.
You just told Alan Tang to suck your dick and he walked in here.
So what if
he's
Alan...
6'8", 250, and fucking grabbed you. Like,
yeah. He still got to get on his... He's still going to have to get on his knees. That's when I'm out.
No.
He's going to pick your little...
He could pick you up.
Right.
You ain't never seen that shit on black.com where they pick the...
Now think about it. I'm a heterosexual man, but
nigga took it to the nigga.
When he knows it's a straight man and trying to violate, once you say that, it's really just
it's open season.
It's just open season.
It's straight to it.
I just wondered,
straight
I
to the get straight
shit.
Because I don't do that. Like we might laugh and joke, but in real life, Ryan can tell you he's seen me in war. Like it's probably
if that's
two three
that,
times I've probably said that shit.
It's just like this. You know what? I've tried to say my piece. I've tried to say no, let it go. Now it's just like, fuck out of here. Look, suck my dick.
Right.
Like, okay, just jump to disrespect.
Suck my dick.
That's
take
gonna,
off.
But I was going to reverse it. Is there a word on the West Coast that's like.
There's a couple of them.
You know who's turnt?
Weird. I know
it
weird.
Depends on how you say it.
Yeah, tell us. I ain't from here, so.
It depends on how you say it.
I mean, I'm not a fan of bitch. Like,
yeah.
Just not,
okay. That's a non-starter.
That's just not it. You feel me? Like. You got to see me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's automatic. So it's bitch.
But bitch gets a pat, because I'm the same way, and a lot of New York niggas the same way, but within your intimate friend group,
bitch gets off. You're not, you bitch ass nigga. That's
different. That's different.
Like, but like
me and Ryan say here.
You talking about bitch ass nigga with the ER, get my bread, you can say it all.
Well, see, the thing is, we say certain things to certain people.
Facts.
But it's all in context.
What do you mean?
Just like nigga. Like
when you
nigga,
say, we say
like my nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
My nigga can be, what's up, my nigga? Or it could be, what's up, my nigga?
Or it could be, my nigga.
So why? It's just in context.
It's how you say
it's
it.
It's nuance.
That's what I'm saying. So like, that,
but,
okay.
But bitch is the context of that.
No, not amongst like our men circle. Yeah,
No.
We don't really do that.
Nah, we don't
I call my homeboy, like one of my best friends. I do, be like when we be talking shit to each other, like, yeah, bitch.
That's what
nigga.
I'm saying.
Like, it's more yeah, like, a, it's that, like right. you know, it's joking, more, it's, more yeah. it's a joking thing, but not like.
But there's no, but suck my dick is not.
But what if like a.
That's
like,
different.
But that's what I'm saying. Suck my dick doesn't live in a joke.
Like, yeah, no, that's. It's when it's been used as an adjective.
Okay.
Not a noun. If it's used as a noun or proper noun, you violate.
Because now I got to wear it.
Cause that was like you a bitch. Yeah. It's like,
that's a proper noun.
And you gotta wear it. You gotta wear that. I can't wear that. It's not my size.
You stamped.
Yeah, it's not my size. It's not my size.
Oh, you when your title when you becomes that, then that's
or
different.
If you do something, it's like yo, that was some bitch ass shit. It's like, but the way I said it, you know, it's like in my corner, it's like yo, what you did was some bitch ass shit.
Yeah, like why you do
you
it like that?
You didn't have to tell homie I was knocking his joint down. You didn't have to.
That was some bitch shit.
Right.
Right. Yeah, but that's an adjective. That's describing your action as opposed to naming.
You can't, because I'm not wearing that. It's just in that moment.
Yeah. Like, in that moment, you know you wasn't supposed to. That was some bitch shit. Yeah. It's like, you a bitch, my nigga.
That's
well, let me ask y'all this, because New York niggas, we tend to live on like some like hyper morality type shit. Like amongst ourselves, we really, like me and Ryan, especially being whatever sign we are and all that shit, we really live like to like some super morality type shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nah, we can't do that. You feel what I'm saying? But I feel like that's not everywhere. I feel like that's not everywhere. That's, you don't find that in every state. In LA, because of the culture I grew up in, I've realized that y'all also live by like super high morals. Like there's just some shit where niggas
certain people
like won't understand.
Yeah.
Is that strictly based off the culture that LA was, or the urban areas of LA was built on, or is that just something that was really just instated from the older generation?
I think it's more or less because our direct ties to the street shit.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah. Like our old, like.
Well,
our,
I was saying that, but I didn't say it in so many words.
Like our big homies, like, okay, they not going for none of, no clown, none of that out of pocket disrespect. Right. They not doing none of that. And like.
And y'all niggas is still outside.
No, so like the younger niggas nowadays are getting away with a lot of bullshit.
Exactly.
They don't have that
structure,
elder statesman to kind of like fucking put them in their place. Like you did some bullshit when we was kids. Like the older nigga going to check you.
Facts.
And if your daddy got to run up here, like we gonna make that. We what's up? You know what I mean? Like I'm not.
You and your daddy gonna get
exactly, exactly.
I think, and also like the internet has made it like weird for. It's a weird space because it made it different. It's almost like you can do shit without consequence, like what Butter was just saying. But out here, I think it's a little, it gets tricky because everybody know everybody. Or we know somebody that knows
that
somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
You could get touched. Not like that. I'm just saying somebody can reach out.
Everybody, and you 2-3 degrees of separation away from every single person. From, it could be, bro, it could be the vice president of the United States to little homie on the corner.
Somebody knows somebody.
Somebody knows somebody. Real shit.
You know, everybody, auntie and she was working at the Pentagon during the pandemic and shit.
He's childish. He's fucking childish. Saying,
it's crazy.
I ain't going to hold you. The first two text messages I got, I did believe. At the beginning of the pandemic, the first two text messages that people sent back and was like, yo, I'm just sending you this. My aunt work at the joint. I'm like, nigga, your aunt, you don't got no aunt. I had to remember, like, nigga, you don't know your mother.
You don't know.
Like, you don't know your father.
You was an orphan, bro.
I'm like, how you got an aunt? You got an uncle, and you don't know your father. Your father got a sister. You don't know him, so I know you ain't got a relationship with your aunt. That's I had to start.
And how did it
hit you?
How did it get to the Pentagon? Let me know what's going on.
Like, what's your parents? Like, they don't even got city jobs. How did it get to the Pentagon?
First person to go to school in their family.
Hated that shit.
A government job. Like, what are we talking about right now.
Yo, I want to talk about partying in fucking LA. As I said many times on this podcast, ignorantly, from an ignorant standpoint, hated LA.
The last
three trips I've had to LA.
We've all collectively.
Everyone in this room has collectively changed my outlook on LA.
I'm trying to tell him, it's like, you understand, I don't know if you know, but I moved to the Valley. At the time, I thought I lived in LA because I didn't know.
You know, just the way headlight.
But this is what I thought.
Oh, you, right. You was a Northridge nigga. Cool.
No.
Oh, Sherman Oaks. Okay.
Sherman Oaks.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Sherman Oaks.
Okay. Van Nuys was nasty. Oh.
Now I've heard of Van Nuys.
Yeah, Van Nuys is different.
Van Nuys is because I played basketball. And if y'all don't know, Mexicans love They love the sports.
Yes, they do.
That they can't play?
They love them sports. So it's like everybody, I'm talking about every day was a riot.
Right.
Every black person would get ran out of school.
Right.
But the basketball team, because they loved us. So me moving here in 11th grade and understanding that, and when I first got off the plane, my stepmom's best friend was a principal. And she was like, when you get here, where, and they say, where are you from? What you going to say? And I was like, Brooklyn? She was like, no, you're not. And they said, you're from nowhere. And you're going to end it like that. Right. So in my mind now, I had to tell him, don't think this Hollywood shit is sweet first. Don't think you're going to come to Hollywood and you're going to think everybody's fake. And most of the people that you call fake are not from L.A. at all. They're all transplants.
Correct.
So you got to know that from jump. So that's why when he came to my crib and I was staying in the 30s, I'm like, this is L.A.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
Look around. Felt good.
Oh, yeah. You staying. Yeah,
look
yeah.
around. Because I got cousins in the jungles. I got like all that. But I knew that coming in when I was 15, going to these places that I wanted.
Well, you have relatives in the jungles.
My fault. Right.
Have familial connections.
I got them over there too.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
right.
But it's like, I have.
You was walking to that Louisiana chicken right there?
Was I not?
Was I not?
No, I was not. I'm not doing none of
shout
that.
Out to watch, shout out to Xavier and watch Only Quan because I know what that means.
I would have to go over there and see who
you need to see.
Who I need to see. Right. And I got to see it in a world that. Now I knew I didn't live in L.A.
Right.
I knew I was in Valley. Don't get me wrong. There's, you know.
Shit happens up there.
Valley,
right.
Nasty.
Yeah, for sure.
But having to teach him and tell him this from New York is a whole different way than when he came here. And then he finally, after so many times coming out, he finally understood, like, damn, there are, like.
Well, there's community. I was just looking for community. And it's like, once I met, and it didn't dawn on me till we was laughing about something. Head is the one that fucking. Like, first got me to think about it. When you call me, we were talking about some shit, and he just called me, like, why you hate L.A.? And I'm explaining to him. He's like, well, nigga, that's not L.A. And then literally when you said that, I'm thinking of all the conversations I had with Ryan. I'm like, oh, well, maybe he's right. Because everybody I was around, I said it many a time. You don't got to always open up. But it's like, whenever I came out here, I'm a creature of habit. And they kill Biggie and Pop Smoke. When I'm out here, I'm not out here playing with niggas. I don't know where I'm at. I'm going to go do my job. And I'm going back to my room.
Right.
And I'm going to go do my job tomorrow. I'm going back to my room. And then I'm getting on a flight. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Right.
I'm not around nothing.
Right.
Because I don't know where I'm at.
Right.
I don't need nobody saying, oh, I seen you on Instagram. I seen you throwing up bees. Bro, I'm blood over there. Over here, I'm a civilian. Leave me alone, please. I don't want no problem.
Well, see, the
bro.
Thing like, is, you know, well, one part one is the, like, most people come out here from out of town. Because I know y'all got a large East Coast fan base. But when you come out here, most people stay.
Watch your mouth. I see what you did. It's national.
That was a shot at him. Okay. Yeah.
Bitch, first of all, bitch, I'm national. No, wait, let me get this right. That was some bitch shit, okay?
Listen, I don't care. It may or may not have been. But people come out here, they stay in the fucking 30 mile zone, and they be like, oh, that's my LA experience. You know what I'm saying? And then they leave and they take that experience with them elsewhere, right? But then what I was explaining to him was like, bro, you're not around nobody that's from here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you around a whole bunch of weirdos that's from everywhere else, mm-hmm. right? And here's another key, here's another crazy thing is where you was at, like, that's L.A. Like, you talking about, like, the city of Los Angeles. Where he from, that's L.A. You know what I'm saying? Then you have subsections of L.A. So it's broken down. And so a lot of people that come from other places don't really understand that shit. And they come out here and they talk shit. And I only take it personal because I remember I got into it with this whole Summer Walker shit. But I only take it personal when people use the city for personal gain.
Facts.
Like, and what? Then they talk shit. Like,
oh, I get what you're saying.
Like,
yeah.
You can't come out here professionally, utilize the resources of the
city,
like,
and then shit
and
on
talk
it.
Shit about it.
Right.
You live here, you make money out here.
Right.
You doing.
Not even live here. If you just come out here
to
like,
work.
Like, if you're an artist and mm-hmm. you come out here and you do Staples Center, you come to the radio station, you go to fucking Penthouse or whatever, you pop bottles, you go pull up on Butter, you do the Run Club shit, you just running amok through the city, right? Caking up, and then you get up out of here and be like, man, that shit whack. I don't like. Like, don't utilize our resources.
Because everything you just did here benefited you. Right. You ain't do nothing for the city.
You at all.
Right? Yeah,
if it's so bad, and that's what I said about her. Like, if it's so bad, what's your contribution to making it better?
Oh, someone don't like L.A.?
Yeah, she said that dumb shit.
Well, it was, I don't want to read.
No, we don't got to go back. But
no, what she said, I just want to know.
It was, I'll tell you about it all.
All right. Just I don't want to mess with nobody, Chuck.
But it's not, she's like the only person that says stuff like that. So I understand exactly what you're saying. And that's what my whole life, but since I moved here, I go back home to New York and stuff. Because I was always back and forth. And they'd be like, how do you do it out there? And I'd be like, yo, bro, I know people longer than you
right.
from L.A. I got here when I was 15. And I'm always back and forth. I was like, let me take you somewhere real.
Right.
And I told one of my boys to the jungles. I'm like, yo, here you go. Look
yeah,
around.
Right.
Don't look too hard.
Now, we rode past some shit. Remember the last time we rode past some shit? And I was like, Nigga, that's a spot from Training Day. He was like, yeah, don't go over there. I said, I'm not going over there.
But people got to understand, like, it ain't the glitz and the glamour.
It ain't Hollywood Boulevard.
And one thing people do come out, they come to L.A. with an agenda. BET Award, whatever it is. Right. And then it's all mapped out what they doing the whole week. And they're like, yo, it was whack. Because you couldn't get in no clubs because you ain't nobody.
Right.
These girls ain't fuck with you. You ain't got no bread. You just came out with some three of y'all in the hotel room. Right. Y'all trying to figure it out. Right. And now L.A. whack. No, it's that whack for you.
Right.
Because you ain't even touching the real people.
Right.
Once you touch the people, you're in the mirror. You doing it right.
Right.
You would love that type of stuff. And I've been trying to tell
And me. I love it. Now. What happened? Yo, nigga. We was in the spot and I was like, yo, I don't want to leave. I need like another day out here. I did not want to leave, son. Real. And then I'm like, and then I met Butter. I'm like, nah, niggas. They got niggas that's like, I hate to say like, oh, that's the LA version of this person. But it's like, no, you got niggas that's really from the community. And that's what I always said. I'm like, I never, when me and you was on the phone that time, I'm like, I never been in the community. I've met good niggas, but I never been in the community. Like the first time I met Head, we met at the BET Awards and I'm like, oh, nice nigga, mad cool. That's one nigga I know from LA now, but I don't see him outside of that because he go home and I got to stay where work is. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, so coming out here without, like you said, without that agenda, I was able to really embrace the city and let the city embrace me. That's something also I wasn't doing as well. Somebody like me who's always doing like some type of community work or event, it's like.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's one thing to go to trap karaoke, see everybody, see you touch everybody, and then go home. Some, I don't know who's a transplant and who's from here.
A lot of people at trap karaoke ain't from L.A.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
Like, L.A. niggas don't
we don't go.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. Let me tell you this. It's changed since the host has changed. That's all I'm saying.
No, remember what I remember.
You said it.
Remember I texted you.
Mm-hmm. And that meant something. Even for you to text me that shit as a nigga from L.A., I was like, all right, I'm doing something right. You know what I mean? Because it was like, but I started watching that change. I watched the shift because I'm like, I'm not from here, but there's people who connect to me from different places because of that reason. Was like, oh, that's a real name. I'm going to pull up. So I just started seeing like, oh, when we drop L.A. shit at Trap Karaoke now, they respond different than they was doing when I first got there because niggas didn't know it.
They wasn't from L.A.
They don't know it. So now when I drop some L.A. shit, they like.
I'm not saying you got a whole bunch of real L.A., but you're getting that traction through. And that's what you need to survive out here. You got to embrace this culture. And that's what I had to do when I first got here. I'm on my Brooklyn. But the one thing about me was I moved around a lot in life and schools and shit. But I'm a Brooklyn nigga, so I'm used to going to that girl like, yo, what's up? As soon as I touch down, joint is coming up to me. Oh, you look. I was like this.
Life is different.
That's what I want. So I'm glad we're talking about it. So, Butter, how you get all these bitches in L.A.?
Oh, my God. that's what we doing?
Damn.
That's what we doing?
That's the kind of show it is.
Listen, man.
Because you've been doing it for a while. 38 years. You've been doing it for a while.
You've been in the game a long time.
You've been a long time. Nigga's a vet.
He got
this nigga like, this nigga Butter Quincy's daddy age when Love and Basketball started.
I'm a child of God.
Nigga said,
even the Lord knows.
Listen, man, I be chilling, man.
No, but what is the dating scene like in L.A.? What is that? And we're talking about what? In L.A. Because outside or the outskirts or the transplant community, they have a whole different...
you talking actual L.A. experience?
Actual dating L.A.
Well, you for people. Him, I don't traditionally date.
What's that mean?
Oh yeah, oh, his explanation.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's why I like.
His shit is sick as a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a sick bastard. He said, I don't traditionally date. What does that mean exactly?
Please, let him break that down.
A little definition.
I don't believe in titles and dating and court. And I mean, I believe in us getting to know each other.
You don't believe in titles, dating, or courting?
Courtship. It's all because it's all an audition process. See, the problem with me is I strip all the romance out of it, break it down to prime numbers. So there's no romance with me.
Why I'm fucked up.
Dude. Yeah. There's no romance.
You about to learn something. Where's your notepad?
There's no romance for me. It's all
keep
it's
your
all,
eyes open and your mouth shut.
It's no romance. It's all just what it is. I don't like when people be like, oh, like, what do you want from me? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know you yet.
I don't know you yet.
Yeah. So a woman asked me that one time and I told her, she was like, you know, what's your intentions with me? I said, well, I don't know yet. I gotta get to know it. I don't even know if I like you long term. Mm. She was like, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, I want to get to know you well enough to see if I want to sleep with you. And I want to sleep with you and figure out after that if I could tolerate you long term and not figure out to do with you after that.
I'm going
to
tell you what's so valid about
she
that
was
statement.
Like, damn.
I'm going to tell you what's
it's
so
valid as fuck.
I'm going to tell you what's so valid
it's
about that statement.
It's the truth.
All I have is offers the truth.
And that's proper communication.
When women ask you, or when women lead with the whole, when they lead with this, like, if you're just looking to fuck, say that.
Right.
How often are we just looking to fuck? Like, bitch, I don't know what I'm looking to do. You just put me in a weird predicament to now have to make a decision. I said, no, if she leads with that.
Well, no, the thing is.
But what are we when we first see, when we're attraction.
I don't know
you're
if I'm looking. I don't know, but I don't know if dick, fucking you is where I want to stop.
That's true. Let me tell you where you're wrong. Where you're wrong at is our natural instinct. It's a part of our brain that is called the amygdala.
Can I fuck that? Yeah.
The amygdala gets stimulated and that automatically drives you sexually.
Yes.
To the person. Now, the only question.
He did you to back up and spell it.
Amygdala. So listen.
That is the Ryan Leslie word of the day. You know good and well he can't spell that shit.
Hell no.
You just speak to text.
So listen. What happens is you get stimulated and you want to fuck. What you're not articulating is you want to know how much it's going to cost you. Not in money, but in time.
Time and effort.
It could be mental calories, conversation. You want to know what the price is.
That nigga
is.
Just said mental calories. Get this nigga a TED Talk. I've never heard mental calories before. I can't. There's no mental calorie counter on my Apple Watch.
That's fine.
Real shit.
Nah, I got dab you up.
So you want to know what it's going to cost you. And now what I always tell my homegirls is, if you can mitigate that cost to a man, then he's going to want to follow through and figure out what else you offer in the portfolio.
I agree with that, but I agree to that to a full extent. But there's also a side that says, I want to fuck you now. Like, yeah, the amygdala stimulated.
Immediately.
I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
I don't, but you, that's not where I want to stop right now. I don't know. So when you ask me that question and you make me answer that question on the spot, now I could be a liar.
No, but what you do is you rebut with what I just told her. And you say,
I'm going to forget. I'm going to forget about the amygdala. The next person says, I'm going to be like, actually, my mental calories says.
Talk around.
You gonna fuck around when you throw amygdala out there.
Amygdala.
Amygdala. Amygdala.
Make sure you use the
I didn't know there was a D in there. Amygdala.
Well, we talk too long, won't be no D. We say it wrong, won't be no D in there.
That's my approach. So if she asked me that, right, what you just said, I'll say the same thing I just said. Well, initially, I'm attracted to you and I want to procreate, right? However,
he's hitting her with the big one.
Because my stupid ass was like, I could put a baby in your ass. No, I want to see you. I want to procreate.
Maybe the gift nigga with a nigga be like,
yo, I know group chats after talking to DJ had got to be, that should be on. They're like, bitch, this nigga just had amygdala.
No.
They be like, bitch, where is that?
Fuck him, bitch. Fuck him.
They be like, amygdala, is that off the 405?
Give us some pussy.
Also, this is my real homie, right?
Right. So
when we see each other and we talk, bro, I always learn something different from this nigga. And that's great to have when you with your friend. When you always learning from them, I just learned amygdala.
I learned that shit today.
Because the way he just said it, originally, I wanted to procreate. Right. Ryan. Originally, yes, I wanted to fuck.
Yeah, see? Right.
No.
Two different conversations.
When I seen you, my amygdala was stimulated, and now I want to procreate.
With the right wording.
Exactly.
Initially, yes, I did want to put my penis inside of you.
Okay.
However, I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with your emotional connection post encounter, right? So that being said, let me figure out if I could tolerate you And then I'll see if I'm, because I'm old now. I don't want to just be fucking you and like, hey, what, you ain't finna make no food after? We not finna look at stocks? Like, what the fuck is going on?
You wait, time out.
I'm a rapper, because you got to be my DJ. You just got to
I need to learn. The guy next door just got a DJ.
I want Terrell to kind of break that down and just send me that piece. His head just said, so when women ask me,
you just going to send it?
I'm going to just send that or play that. You feel me? Like, boom.
Cause that right you here, might be I'm, over your daily, but you might end up over your monthly data limit, though.
Slow down. By the time you send my text, already got
nah, because we're sending that regular. You know, this nigga's on a... he might have sent that in a group chat.
But like he's saying, like, the wording is everything on what you say.
It's the
truth,
though.
But no, it's not a lie at all. No. But we could say the truth and our wording be off and it fucks everything up. Right. No, the way you just explained it...
I can say how you say it.
Let me hear that.
Yeah, I want to fuck you, but I don't know if that's all I want.
It's also how... But
it don't sound the same.
Don't try to put me... I would have said more than that, okay? I would have said more than that. What? I would hit it with...
Are you sure?
I would love to... I would love
used to just...
I would love to get to know you better.
But see, the thing is...
That is true.
No.
No.
It's not true.
For me?
You don't know yet if you want to get to know her. What I said is true.
Say it again.
Yeah, I want to fuck you, but I don't know if that's where I wanted to stop. You don't know.
Now, I let with that's what I said.
That's what I said. I can say it how y'all yeah. say it. But I just, what I see.
I mean, but I also think what works. Go ahead, go ahead.
The reason why I say, I use the words I use is because I say specifically.
Very intentional.
Very intentionally. I don't say nothing that's just meat filler. It ain't no schmeat in my burrito. All I do is I just boom, boom, boom. So that way, when they go back and say, well, you said, no, I didn't say that. I said, I don't know. Meaning I don't have the information.
A nigga can only get to this level of understanding and enlightenment through a lot of trauma. He's been through a lot of arguments. He's been through a lot of arguments. The way he said, the
weak LA episode with just y'all.
Yo, the way, son, the way DJ had,
sit down tomorrow.
The way this nigga had said, it was the way,
been this way,
son, it's the way he said, it's the way he just said, no, I said, I don't know. I said, I know he's used that in real life.
No, facts.
Like, he's been under, no, he's been under the pressure, and a woman said that.
I've seen him talk like this to women, and they're like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm
saying? And they be taller than him. That's the bullshit.
The is, but my ex-girlfriend was taller than me. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
I love tall women.
But so the thing is,
I can't stand them.
When you're talking to a woman, they're so used to the fluff that when you get some shit like that, it's like, what the fuck is happening? But I also assure them, like, no, make no mistake about it. I'm willing to forfeit the pussy to tell you the truth. Like, we don't even have to fuck.
I'm going
to
tell you what fucks this up. I'm going to tell you what... Listen, I'm going
to
tell you...
I'm willing to forfeit it.
I'm going
to
tell you the dope...
I'd rather have the truth than the pussy.
That's a fact.
Not me. Give me the pussy. Give me the pussy.
I'd rather the truth.
Yeah.
I'd rather the truth than the pussy. At this point in time right now, I've realized that... I mean, pussy's only pussy and I get it when I need it.
Here's the thing.
Whatever, Drake, but... Give me the pussy.
Trip this, right? I asked girls.
How was that run yesterday?
Women.
What? Now imagine if you would have had the truth.
I don't know what this guy.
He know what the fuck I'm talking about.
My pay grade. Back to you.
No, what I was going to ask you was, what if you, like, what I ask women is I ask them to make a choice, right?
Yes.
You need to be happy or you can be informed. You can't be both, and there's no combination of the two.
There's no hat, yeah.
So,
well, to the guy friends, I always say, listen, we either going to be right or we're going to be happy. We ain't going to be both.
Exactly. So you want to be informed or do you want to be happy?
Like, and there's no, you, yeah.
Ignorance exists,
mm-hmm.
right? With mm-hmm. information. Mm-hmm. I take information.
Yep.
So what I do is I have these exchanges with these women and I ask them straight up and I explain to them what it looks like to be informed and then what it likes to be happy. I've only had two women in my entire life tell me, fuck all that honesty shit you be talking about. I want to be happy. Lie to me. Tell me whatever I want to hear. I want to live in my bubble and I want to be a princess. Cool.
She's smart.
Exactly. And that's why I fuck with those women, because that means they've done so much work on themselves that they understand their tolerance level and threshold for pain or disappointment, right? So they don't want, even want no problems. They don't want no smoke. I just want to be happy. My hair always looks nice. You love my cooking. I give great head. Cool. I know what to do with that. The problem happens when people aren't aware. Undercover sensitive people are the worst humans.
And keep asking for
and Aries
truth.
Women. They're the worst human beings on earth.
Well, you said what kind of women?
Aries women. Aries women and undercover sensitive people are the worst human beings on earth.
Because we Aries, but women are different.
Aries women are different than Aries men.
Aries women in March is different to April in my mind.
Well, March Aries are the off brand. They like to store generic acetaminophen brand Aries.
I feel like those is more niggas. I feel like they be more niggas.
Yo,
like,
nigga just called somebody acetaminophen.
That's crazy.
That's the fake Tylenol. He didn't even say ibuprofen. Acetaminophen.
That's like the right aid brain. That's like it's a. Exactly what it is.
It's a set of medicine. It'd be like, that's when you be in the store, your mom be like, $5. Get that set of medicine.
Yeah. That's what those are.
They're like the
December Capricorn.
A set of medicine might make the cold last longer, honestly.
Generic
ass. We airy, so it's like, I'm really trying to, I get it.
It's just radical honesty, that's all.
We're very blunt.
Yeah.
Tell you how it is. So yeah, very, very true. Damn, shit got silent.
Nah, this nigga.
I got silent on me because I'm really thinking about life right now.
Well, okay, so that's, you know, that's DJ Head's way of not. We go in the butt now, but now you because if we're being honest here.
What's up, man?
You ever seen that movie How to Be a Player, Def Jam? How to Be a Player?
He's Bill Bellamy.
I ain't saying nothing about him. I just haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, I seen it.
That's crazy.
And he said, "What a movie."
That's crazy. I love that movie.
Oh, fuck. I'm not telling anybody to watch this episode. Fuck that.
Nigga, we lit already. We don't need that shit.
Go post this shit, man.
Nigga, we lit. We 2 million listens in. We lit.
They gonna
find it regardless.
Some of your people probably my people.
And when we're heavy posted, that's the world.
So, all right. So, I can kind of, I'm not going violate.
Fuck out of here, because you said earlier it was like looking in the mirror. Don't think I forgot that either, bastard. Don't think I forgot that bullshit. Yeah,
you have a harem of women as well?
No, he said he was...
A plethora?
A plethora.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'll be real, at this point in time in my life, I've actually slowed the fuck down.
So what's your rotation like?
I'm about myself right now.
No, I mean, like, how many you got in rotation, though?
He says he's about himself.
Like, really, okay, let's say in the last 36 hours, how many women have you exchanged nonverbal communications with via text?
Nonverbal communications via text. That's smart. That's good. That's fucking good.
Well, there's no loophole.
Good. That's fucking good. We ain't forget about you either. Listen, but you that's say, fucking
how
good.
How many bitches you talk to?
That nigga said not. He said, how many women have you exchanged nonverbal communications with via text message?
Let me start by saying this is my fucking show. We are not gonna spin me.
Alright, I'm just asking.
Alright, in the past 48 hours.
I said 36.
36, not 2 days.
Exactly. Because 2 days is
there's a little too much.
Yeah, three days women usually ain't tolerating the 3 day ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's right.
I'll be running past 36 hours, two.
So, female humans.
Well, he only did.
I've been on my to myself shit.
I didn't ask you that. I asked.
These past couple days, I've been on my
I didn't
my
say
life.
Past couple days.
You said 36 hours.
That couple is two.
But I'm saying my... I'm saying my last 36 hours, I've been to myself. I don't want to text nobody. I don't want to call nobody. All I've been in a little hole right now. My mind.
I feel you.
What it means is the nigga got on TMZ and he acting different.
It's just been a
the
lot.
Nigga, the nigga Ryan was on TMZ and he ain't answered nothing.
So I really haven't had.
I feel you,
the
my brother. Me too.
To take over and deal with those types of
situations. I feel you, my brother.
So I'm really trying to be a better person right now.
Butter.
What's the question?
In the past 36 hours.
Oh, no, I didn't ask him that. That's crazy.
And I've talked to a lot of women in the past.
Nonverbal.
It's my birthday.
he makes a valid point.
That's good.
It's really good. Boy,
that's good.
Boy, that nigga had a lawyer, boy.
He was ready. He was like.
That nigga said, I'm turning myself in.
Ask me one more time what you asked.
He said, I'm turning myself in with an attorney present.
OJ and Johnny got in that room and huddled up, huh?
That was good. I should have said that. I was working a lot.
That boy was on TMZ. I knew his phone was buzzing.
Got to be quick.
But that was good. That was fucking good.
Got to be handy with the steel.
I wasn't pit for this day.
But what is your... If he dates non-traditionally, what do you consider... traditionally?
I thoroughly enjoy
it. He's a real gentleman. He's a sweetheart.
Gentleman.
Yeah. Like, he opened doors and all that shit.
All that shit.
But I think...
Had you don't open doors?
No.
He don't even...
I don't... Chivalry is stupid and so are the people who practice it.
Yeah, no, you're no, you're stupid.
Okay.
No, you're stupid. I no. What?
I've heard this conversation before. He don't... Yeah.
No, what? All right, you stay right there. No, because that's stupid.
Okay.
And I know you're used to a lot of people being like, whoa. Because I'm one of them niggas be something, whoa. No. But that's not a whoa moment. That's okay. Fucking stupid, right. And I'm going to come back to that.
All good.
But you're not going to get away. No, yes, to your dating.
I'm a gentleman. Listen, I want to get to know women. You know what I'm saying?
How tough is it dating for the mayor, though? Like, you're the mayor.
It's tough.
You run into a lot of situations where it's like...
No, because, like... Exactly. I run into a lot of that. Like...
Well, a lot people, of what? Look,
for like, the podcast, okay, for example.
What?
You. So shit you run into, too.
If I meet a woman... If I meet a woman, I'm trying to get to know her, and, you know, she... Nigga, you had to fucking somebody ran up to you and said, "Butters, this, this, and this," and you that could come from a person.
You and these fingers, because I don't know what the fuck happened.
Nigga, no,
no, she definitely, yeah. That,
if I,
that
if I meet a woman, and, you know what I'm saying, getting to know her, because I'm in a whole different place than I used to be. You know what I'm saying? So like, women could go off of like, you're you know, smarter, who they think I was. how they think I was in the past. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a community guy and I'm a dad.
Activist.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, I'm changing
niggas,
my...
Yo, niggas love having kids and trying to act different, bro. So like, kids, but, having a kid is the new rebrand for hood niggas, but, and you're not tricking nobody, bro.
What happened to you?
I didn't try to rebrand. had a kid and kept it going.
But nah, a woman to be... If I meet somebody and then somebody be like, well, Butter still with his baby mama. And that's not even the case. But you don't know who I am in this moment. So like, you can't judge me or crucify me for my past, because
are you not with your baby mama?
We're not
mother?
Together.
We haven't
been together for a while. That's my dog, though. Mm-hmm. Love you forever. You know what I'm saying?
But if she need anything, them bitches, if she hit you and you on a date, them like, bitches, it's dead for the bitch.
No, like that's not in the cards. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my partner. We have a...
That's not what I asked you.
I'm not sleeping with her again.
Yeah, that's not what I asked you again.
That
was not the question.
What's your question?
If you're on a date with a young lady,
yes.
Let's say...
Drop everything, Craig's in trouble.
Come quick.
Oh, if it's my kid, for sure.
That's not what I said. She didn't say who it was for. She just said, 911, need you here now.
He's going.
I'm not going.
You a lying son of a bitch.
If it's not for my kid, she's not going to call me.
How you know?
Because I know. I know her better than anybody.
Facts.
So wouldn't that lead to... Never mind. Go ahead.
You good. You good on my side.
For sure. Like, if it's for my kid, I'm coming. I'm pulling up.
Okay. You bringing the bitch with you?
Yeah, pull up. Let's go.
Now he lying. Okay.
No, that was a lie.
Nigga said,
that was a lie.
The nigga said, get the Papa Street Thugs and let's go.
That was a lie. That was
you like
a lie.
And I use everything I learned, and then I use it at the end.
I like that.
You grab the Papa Fritas and bitch, we're on the way.
No, you stay.
Listen, I'm going to pay for the rest of the meal. He looked like the type of nigga that paid for the meal even though he leaving. He looked like the type.
I would do that.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right. No, I'm watching this nigga. Go ahead, Butter, because he keep trying to distract me. I got something for you.
I said my piece.
Look, okay.
You owe me. I didn't even do nothing. That was a press. I was a real LA press, bro.
He spent to the left. He seen me defending the right.
Bro. He's a good dude.
Thank you.
He used to be an animal.
Listen. What do you mean when you say he used to be an animal?
He used to be. He used to be a wild boy.
How would you articulate that to someone
what kind of animal?
Yeah, what kind of animal?
Talk about in the wild.
Wolf?
There's a lot of animals in the wild.
Bear?
Mm-mm.
Sheep?
Mm-mm.
Lion,
hyena?
Tiger? Bear?
Mm-mm. I would say like a...
Jekyll.
Yeah.
I knew Jekyll was going to
get him. This nigga said a Jekyll?
I knew a Jekyll was going to
get him. A Jekyll.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I don't even think I want this to continue.
All right.
I don't even know where that's...
No, he didn't say that.
I'm a what?
You're not that normal.
Oh, I'm not.
You're not a jackal anymore? Are you
animal,
sure?
Animal now?
Nah, he did a complete, reboot.
That's good.
Not a 180.
Complete reboot.
I'm 32.
He used to be a problem.
I'm 32.
Fighting. All that. Girls.
I already knew he was a fighter. I already knew that. He used to fight a lot.
Yeah,
I already know. I could look at a nigga and tell.
I would be holding his shirt while he in fighting.
Squabbling.
Yeah.
With the fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
Because I'm not fighting, so I hold his shit.
When did this change?
Had to be like 38 now.
Yeah.
Oh,
so like, okay. So
I'm 32.
I see what Ryan about to do. I already see it. I see the spin.
With age, maturity, you know.
Age. I need the age.
So there came a time where I realized every battle ain't mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, we may know each other, but like, I was fighting for any nigga I knew.
Everybody.
So like, now it's like, if you go somewhere and we cool, but like, you go start some shit with some niggas, and I'm not jumping in that because they gonna find me by myself when you ain't nowhere near, you know what I'm saying? Nowhere around. So I had to realize that every battle ain't for me. Then I had a kid and I got to get home every day to her. You know what I'm saying? So like, your mental changes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
back to the bitches though. When did?
Hey, ladies, how y'all doing?
Back to the bitches.
I'm a Libra. I like long walks on the beach.
Back to the bitches. That was crazy.
When did you go from the hyena?
Back to the bitches. No, the jackal.
Jackal. They in the same family? Ish.
Yeah, but a jackal is way more rabid.
When did you go from the jackal to?
I mean, I still like women in abundance. Be like, I fuck with, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, ladies.
I want to dance tonight. I want to groove tonight.
You know, we all like tennis shoes and shit. You got to try different what's on. You feel me? I'm
here. The nigga just compared bitches to tennis shoes. And this is while he's trying to talk about being a rebrand. DJ had set him up so nicely. I want you to see how niggas are. DJ had said he's a real nice guy. He changed, complete reboot. The nigga said, yeah, you know, bitches is like tennis shoes.
No, no, no. I ain't calling them bitches. I ain't calling them bitches.
You call them tennis shoes. Queens. I think they're going to care.
Queens.
They don't like that
Grand,
shit no
Grand
more.
Grand Rising.
All right.
Oh, God.
Speaking of Grand Risings, DJ Head, you said you don't believe in chivalry. You said chivalry is dumb and people who...
Chivalry is stupid and so are the people who practice it.
Why? Why? Because, I want to hear the stupidity.
Because they don't...
Why is treating a woman nice? Because she's a woman.
Because chivalry is actually sexism.
Okay.
It's sexist. Because
it doesn't... Go ahead, I'll let you finish the statement.
It doesn't come back to you?
No.
It's not supposed to.
Yes or no?
No. I don't need anything in return. Okay. I just think the chivalry is sexist. You're treating someone different based on their sex. That's okay. The definition of sexism.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Every day you walk outside, you're treated differently because you're a man.
Then which is wrong.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't seem to
unless
complain about it.
Unless somebody opts in. See, the thing is, I have no problem with people who opt in, but you have to opt in. When you click accept terms and conditions on the app you download on your phone, you opt into the bullshit. Your data's being sold, etc. So when you don't opt into the sexism, then that makes it wrong.
But most women are opting. But like, No, it's not. He's just used to saying that to niggas who can't read a lot.
No, because
let me tell you this.
I'm saying this to you.
But women,
chivalry.
Women opt into sexism every day.
Exactly.
And they have no problem with it.
You're not exactly. Just
so why is chivalry dumb?
Listen.
You're saying women, you're saying chivalry is stupid and so are the people who practice.
Correct. Because
you said because it promotes sexism.
And
you
I have
said
another
you have
point
to opt into sexism. I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
Yes, we are.
We're talking about the women that like chivalry.
I'm okay with that.
Opting into sexism.
And I'm okay with that. Can I get to my second point now? The second point is it's stupid because no one understands the origin of it.
What's the origin?
Yeah, the origin story of chivalry. Yeah, it actually exists.
He's about to take me to BC. Right? It actually started AD.
Not BC.
Started AD.
You know the meme when you throw
it. It started in medieval times with knights and shit like that, right? To protect women. Chivalry, yeah. Exactly.
Protect their honor.
None of that stuff is applicable.
Niggas ain't got to do that no more.
Yeah. There's no war with 300,000 people outside shooting arrows in the sky. So I don't have to put you in the horse and buggy to shield you from the arrows that are coming out of the sky, right? That being said, then also when it comes to people associate chivalry with a whole bunch of arbitrary shit, don't have nothing to do with nothing. Walking on the outside of the concrete. That don't have nothing to do with chivalry or car jumping the curb. That actually originates from prostitution. Prostitution was a thing and the women would walk on the outside to show that they prostitutes. So the man would put them on this side.
Ryan. So would you still not want women? No, don't fall for it, Ryan. Ryan, stay still. Stay still.
Can we get a zoom in on that? But look,
we're going to keep it on move. So would you still not want your woman to walk on the inside because she's not a prostitute?
Let me land.
All right, go ahead.
Don't use fucking clubhouse language on this podcast. I will participate if a woman opts in. Going back to what I said about the woman who said keep her in her bubble. I will oblige you if you tell me this is what you want.
Okay.
But I will do it under protest. I'm gonna do it.
You just like to argue with
me. No, I just want, I can't fuck with nobody in the Matrix unless you choose to be in the Matrix. If you tell me I wanna be in this bubble of all princess and nice shit and chivalry and shit, I'll keep you in that bubble.
Goes back to what you're saying. You wanna be happy?
Exactly. Be informed.
So what I can't do though is tolerate ignorance. I'm gonna educate you and let you make an informed decision on what you want. I can't fuck
do
with
you. Do women ever refer to you as like a narcissist or
I actually asked my spiritual advisor if I was a narcissist. She said no because narcissists can't self-identify as a
spiritual advisor.
Yeah,
we gonna have to holler at each other,
bro. She's amazing, bro. When I tell you, she told me some wild shit. She's
too. Is that your form of therapy, or you got that too?
No, I don't do therapy.
That's your form of.
No, she just knows she what she has is premonitions and shit.
You got cards and shit.
No, she don't do that. Oh, cool. She has real like connection with God, and she shares it with me.
Where's
like,
she at?
Right. Where she in? And
she got Instagram.
I mean, yeah, but I
because usually bitches that do that be fire.
Don't put me in.
I feel you.
Oh no, it's all good.
At the end of the day, I do want you know what? I want to continue this conversation at a late time because I do want to talk about those bitches. Those
I don't know what those are.
I'm the spiritual guidance and ruby red and the rubies and the stones and the gems. No, I want to talk about them because them bitches swear they so smart, but they more toxic than anybody.
Well, I actually like weird girls who like gems and stones and crystals.
Those bitches are more toxic than anybody.
No, I love
because they
those
think
women.
They so smart and they think they so emotionally fucking empaths. And you be fucking us up.
Yeah, no, I love those.
You be
those
doing
type of
more
women.
Damage to us.
Yo, listen. Y'all coming back tomorrow. I can't deal with this shit. What?
Yo, what y'all doing tomorrow? Everybody can come back tomorrow, right?
West Coast.
There we go.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
We got a time in the morning, right?
Between 12 and 2. I'm open.
You said 11?
12. You said 11 earlier.
You said 11.
I mean, you said 11 earlier, but we ain't going to judge you.
You go 11?
You got 11? You got us at 11?
11 to 3.
We're going
to
run it.
Is it a continuity shoot? Do we have to wear the same?
No. If you got us, then we lit. So we be in 11? Because this is the last time I want to talk about. I don't want to just rush through it because this is
gonna be multiple.
Like, that's what I'm saying. They're going to have to deal with this shit for a while.
I don't care. Because I was with the real. And I'm going to go study on...
The amygdala.
Amygdala. I'm going to go research and I'm going to come back tomorrow, boy.
Nigga Ryan going to come here growling like a jackal. Like,
that's spiritual shit. So, yeah, we'll be back. I'm going to holler at y'all. I ain't going to say my whole spiel. But
yeah, we got about 15 more minutes.
No, I don't.
You don't got it?
No.
Nah, fuck it. We took you. We'll see y'all next week. In the meantime, between this week and next week, where can the people find... how can I keep up with Keep It Run 100? Where can I keep up with?
You can follow me on Instagram at Barack_Obutta. That's my personal page. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of fun over there. A lot of freaking and all that shit.
I'm glad you're here because I'm not in your close friends. I realize that.
I'm a real nigga. I don't do close friends. That's trash.
What the fuck I'm talking about? Real niggas don't do close friends. What's wrong with y'all niggas? But let me say this. But let me say this. But let me say this. But let me say this.
My life really lit. Like,
real niggas
hide it.
Real niggas
hide it though.
Let me say this.
Or don't post it.
Let me say this. No, stop. Let's see it. Don't tell him to do that. Because I love his close friends. Real niggas don't do close friends, but shout out to the fake niggas that close friends, because I love all my fake niggas that got close friends. No offense. I love your close friends.
So I'm a fake nigga now? Yo, we out. Tell them
where
they catch you out.
@DJHED on everything.
All right.
They catch you on the BET Awards?
BET Hip Hop Awards. We won an award, too.
Yes, I did.
Shout out to
1500 and nothing. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle. Mm-hmm. And also... Real 92.3 Monday through Saturday.
That's a grind, boy.
Well, you know where to see us at.
Right here where y'all watching us.
Damn, I wasn't finished plugging my shit. Hold on one time.
My
damn, follow my run page. Keep it 100. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Tomorrow.
Keep it 100.
That nigga told Khaled that shit. Cardi.
Listen, come run. Thursday nights in Inglewood. Sipping Cider Coffee Shop, 7 p.m.
See what his finger did? That's L.A. shit.
Wait, do it again? What was it?
I don't even know what the fuck I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an
pull
L.A.
up,
thing?
Pull up. Sip and sauna. Keep running.
Make sure I ain't never
come
do that.
Come get these miles in. Come get active. Come get healthy. That's all I care about. I just want my people to, you know what I'm saying, take care of themselves. We combating high blood pressure, heart disease, COVID, all type of shit.
There we go.
So this helps a lot. You know what I'm saying? Use your body before you can't use your body. So
And let me use your body. Never mind. I'm just playing.
That's for tomorrow's show.
That's for tomorrow's show.
All the bullshit coming out tomorrow. Thank you. For sure.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.